going through villages, teaching and preaching and sharing good news of the kingdom of God. And simply, the kingdom of God has to do with how God does things. And young people, we need to be familiar with how God does things, or the ways of God. The reason being because God's ways are not like man's ways. Isaiah talked about how as far as the heaven is from the earth, so are the ways of God. Even when it comes to how God thinks, his ways and his thoughts are just different from God. And so in order for us to understand the ways of God, we need teaching and preaching. We got to have a sent man of God that will teach and proclaim what thus says the word of God. I got to have teaching. I got to have some preaching so I can stay in the will of God. And so the text begins to go on and describe the audience that Jesus had. When you consider around verse 2 and following, listen to the type of people that Jesus was teaching and preaching to. First, it says he had the 12 with him, the 12 disciples, folk that had been with him for some time. Then it goes on to say that he had some that were sick, demon-possessed, folks that were just straight in sin, and people of influence and power that were in government positions. He had a whole array of different types of people in the audience, just like we do this morning. You got some young folk that's been in church pretty much all their life. But guess what? They still need some teaching and some preaching about the kingdom of God. You got ministers, leaders, and leaders in training in our audience. But guess what? They still need some teaching and some preaching. You got some young folk in here that's not Christian, that's not born again, and you need some teaching. Y'all ought to help me and some and some preach. Could we go so far to say there might be somebody demon possessed in here? Somebody that's going through in their body. But nevertheless, the one thing that's going to help all of us is an anointed word of God. We need some teaching and some preaching to help us. And so Jesus begins to speak to them so he could meet the needs of his audience. And how many know that's what coming to God's house is about? Us hearing a word so God can meet whatever need we have. Whatever we're going through in life, there is a word that will help us to overcome and to maintain the victory. Am I right about it? And so what Jesus does is he begins to speak a parable. He begins to give them a short story that contains some truth. He begins to give them a parable about a sower and a seed. Something that he knew everybody in his audience could relate to. I want to make sure that I break this word down so no matter where people are in my audience, they'll be able to understand. I love that about the Lord. And a good preacher will do that. He'll try to break the word down so even if it's a child, that child can get knowledge and understanding. Even if it's a teenager, a good anointed teacher will try to break it down so even that teenager can get some help, man, knowledge and some understanding. So he said, I'm going to talk about today a sower and some seed. Now, over in Matthew 13, I'm not going to go there, but Matthew records the same message that Jesus preached. And in Matthew's version, he tells the people, Jesus, that look, y'all need to hear this parable. Y'all need to make sure that you understand what I'm about to teach you. This is one of the messages that you need to make sure that you grasp. And so he starts out the parable in his explanation to his disciples. Are y'all still with me? And he just tells them, look, I want y'all to understand that the seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. The word of God is something that we need, young people. Thank God for technology. Thank God for friends. Thank God for a smartphone and so forth. But the one thing that we need in order to live is the word of God. The word of God is beneficial. The word of God is something that a teenager needs, something that a young man needs. If you ever feel like I don't need the word, you are in a jacked up place. If you're ever so angry or depressed to where you're not listening or heeding the word, you are in a jacked up place, because Jesus said himself, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. We need the word. And young folk, we not only need it, we need to be familiar with the word. I said we need the word, and we need to be very familiar with the word. Very familiar. The same way you remember certain channels on your TV. If somebody say, turn to ESPN, oh, that's 846. Oh, turn to such and such, oh, that's 875. Oh, turn to HBO. Oh, that the same way you're familiar with a TV, you need to be familiar with God's word. I need an app that I can do this with my pictures. Oh, you need to go to the app store and get this app. You familiar with apps. You need to be familiar with God's word. May not know every chapter and verse, but you need to be familiar with God's word. How many would agree by a show of hands? Yeah. You can tell me, you know, such and such rapper, he from Atlanta. He from Zone 6. Hey, if you know that, you need to be familiar with God's word. Well, you know, such and such, you know, he dating such and such now, and such just had a baby. And you know, today, Nicki Minaj's birthday. Look, if you can remember all of that, you need to be familiar with God's word. I ain't getting too much help, but am I right about it? Paul talked about Timothy, how he knew the word since he was a child. And the word or the scripture was able to make him wise unto salvation. And see, as a teenager, as a young adult, you need to be so familiar with the word. When you get to going through something, you're going to make the right choice. That's how familiar you and I need to be with the So let's look at a couple of things we need to understand about the word of God. A couple of things we need to understand and know about the seed or the word of God. Are you still connected to me this morning? If you are, shout, I'm with you. All right, let's go to John 17, 17. I want to look at a couple of verses. Some you're going to be familiar with if you've been at a place of refuge for at least 2 months. All right? Let's look at John 17, 17. And don't play with me. Follow me. And once you get there, prove to me that you're there and read along with me. All right? All right. This is so serious. Athletes have to be familiar with the playbook. You work at a restaurant, McDonald's, Subway, Zaxby's, whatever. You have to be familiar with the standards on that job. Well, if you are a child of God, you need to be familiar with your sword. You need to be familiar with the seed or the word of God. So John 17, 17. Y'all ready? Prove you with me. Sanctify them by your truth. Help me out. Your word is, last sentence, your word is, the word of God is the truth. You don't need to argue with nobody. You need to know God's word is the truth. Well, I don't believe the Bible because man wrote it. When you hear that dumb stuff, they don't understand that the word of God is truth. John 1:1 talks about in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. John 14:6, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not going to argue with you. The word is the truth. If I want to know the truth about sex, guess where I go? To the word. If I want to know the truth about homosexuality, guess where I need to go? To the word. If I want to know the truth about alcohol, I need to go to the word. Whatever it is in life, money. I keep hearing these folks talking about, do you believe that money is the root of all evil? And they be like, yeah, I believe that. They don't know the truth. Money is not the root of all evil. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. We need to be familiar with the truth or the word. You want to know the truth? Well, what do I do about this and what do I do about that? It's in the word of God. It's in the word of God. Hell ain't real. Well, you don't know what the truth say. I believe everybody going to heaven. You don't know what the truth say. Jesus was just a prophet. You don't know the truth. The word is the truth. Are y'all with me? And the word will sanctify us, young folk. The word will clean you up. Let's go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Oh, Lord. I thought y'all were going to help me out a little bit more on that first one. What is the word? The word is? It's true. Why you turn to Psalm 119? Paul said, if anybody come to you preaching any other gospel, any other truth, even an angel, he said, let them be accursed. When you on social media and somebody called himself a preacher and they talking about something that ain't lining up with scripture, you don't take heed to that. You don't take heed to that. Why? It needs to line up with the word or the truth. Psalm 119. Look at 147. Okay? Psalm 119 and 147. Ready? Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. Thank you, reader. Let's try it again. Your word is very pure. Whether you say pure or pure, let's try. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. When it comes to the word, young folk, we need to love it. We need to love the word of God. We need to love it. We need to not only have a good feeling about the word, we need to be committed to the word. We need to be attached to the word. We need to love the word. When I listen to music, if I don't hear the word, I'm not connected to it. When I listen to music, I'm listening for some Bible. I need to hear some scripture. I love the word. I love the written word, and I love the spoken or the revealed word. And it's time for some of us, we need to get this same desire. We need to start loving God's word more. I said we need to love God's word more. Every day, we need to have total commitment when it comes to God's word. David was so in love with God's word, he said, man, I rejoiced at your word more so than when I found great treasure of money. You know, as some folk, they get excited when they find money, but when they're getting taught or released a good word into their spirit, they show no emotion. That person ain't in love with the word the way they need to be. Boy, it's the word does something to me when I hear it. When I hear the word and it's coming and it's stepping on my toes and it's helping me, I don't know about you, but it quickens me. I got to give a thank you, Jesus. I got to give a hallelujah. I got to say that word was just for me. I know exactly what I need to do. I love the word. If you sing it right, I love it. If it's taught right, I love it. If it's read right, I love the word. Do we have any young folk in here that love the word? You can't wait to get to church. You need to hear the word. You read the word throughout the week. You listen to the word on a podcast. You love the word. I guess I ain't got nobody in here but me and Sister V. And do I have First Lady? It don't matter whether she coming now. I love the word. Ask somebody, say, do you love the word? I said, ask somebody on the other side, say, do you love the word? Now shout your answer. See, if we hunger and thirst for the word, the Bible says we're going to be filled. But if you lay back in the cut chilling and the word don't move you, you're not going to be happy in life. You're not going to be satisfied in life. And you sure not going to be blessed of God, because it takes the word in order for us to be blessed. Jesus said it like this: blessed is the person who hears my word and keeps it. And we know when the Lord blessed, the blessing of the Lord make one rich. See, if I hear that word, I'm in love with that word, I put that word into action, God gonna make sure that everything in my life works together for my good. Young folk, you gotta make sure you love that word. You got to make sure and look at your life. Man, am I operating in the word? Am I thinking, talking, and doing according to the word? When you do that, that's saying that you love the word. Now, this is what's jacked up. I got to deal with the opposite side of this. You know what's happening in our day and time? Young folk, even some in God's house, don't love the word. They love other things more so than the word. And Paul said it would happen in the last days. Good God Almighty. I said, Paul said it would happen in the last days. Folk would love money and pleasures more so than they love God. You have folk that's young and that's adults. They love money and pleasure more than God. Love money and pleasure more than the word. And I've seen it with my own eyes, in my family and in my church. And sometimes I've seen it even in myself, and I have to check myself. Man, I need to make sure I don't love nothing else more than I love the word, because the word is God. See, if you can get up early and go to a job for money, but then stay in bed doing church service, that's a sign you don't love the word more than money. You can go hang out with your friends instead of coming to God's house to worship. That's a sign that you love pleasure more than you love the word of God. And see, sometime in life we slip, we mess up. And when you see yourself out the will of God, just repent. Just go ahead and repent and get that thing right. Because I don't want to be amongst the crowd that loves money and pleasure more than God. What about you? What about you? I said, what about you? You know, some folks say, man, I would give my life to the Lord, but I got to get this money right now. Man, these hoes out here too fine. I gotta get me some of this. Love pleasure more than God. Girl, meet a young man. Girl, you all of that. You want to come to church with me? Hey, you know what I'm saying? I hold up now. Love pleasure more than God. spend hours watching porn, but don't pray. Get in the word. Love pleasure more than God. Now, I could go on and on and on, but is the picture clear enough? Yeah. And Paul said, you will see that in the last days. Folks will stop coming to church because they love pleasure more than they love the word. Y'all help me out. Say, woo! We need to love the word. If we are serving or a child of God, what do we need to love? The word. And this ain't no popular preaching, but am I Bible? I said, am I Bible? All right, last one. Let's go to Psalm 19. Psalm 19. Psalm 19. So what have we learned about the word? The word is true. We should love the word. Will we love other things and other people? Yeah. But we shouldn't love them more than God. That's right. I really love going on vacation. I really love hanging out with my wife and other folk. But I can't love them more than I love than God. Right? I said, right? All right. I do. I like hanging out with some of y'all sometime. I do. I like hanging out with my wife sometime. I do. It's just the truth, right? You do not like hanging out with everybody all the time. Don't y'all look at me like that. You do not like hanging out with everybody all the time. Sometimes you just want to be by yourself. Is anything wrong with that? Am I right, first lady? All right, because they looking at me funny. Do you want to hang out with me all the time? See, you ain't right. No, I'm just playing. That's it. Psalm 19 and verse 7. Y'all read it. Ready, go. The law of the Lord is, can y'all read? Let's try again. The of the is, or the word of the Lord is perfect. And what does it do? Converting the soul. The word of God converts the soul. The word of God will change or transform your life. There's no way you can stay depressed if the word gets a hold of you. No way. If you allow that word to do what it do, it's going to convert or transform your life. No way you can stay having low self-esteem if you let the word do what it do. And what the word is supposed to do according to this verse, convert your soul or transform your life. No way you can stay a hoe. No way. I used to be a hoe. I did. But when the word got a hold to me, I stopped hoeing. You heard first lady. Thank you. I used to curse. But when the word got a hold of me, guess what? I no longer curse. Why? The word converted my soul. See, if your life is still the same and you messy, that's a sign that you are not allowing the word to do what it do. Help me out and say, you got to let the word do what it do. And according to this verse, what do the word do? It converts the soul. Well, you know, I used to like young women as a young woman, but I don't no more. What happened? That word sanctified me. I like men now. I learned what I was doing according to the word was unnatural. That's what Paul said in the book of Romans, that when you see two women or two men yoked up together, sexually involved, that's unnatural. the penis go with the vagina. Not the vagina with the vagina or the penis with it. That's unnatural. That's Bible. But the word can transform your sexual desires. The word can straighten you up literally. And that's not hate, that's Bible. Y'all understand? The word will convert your soul. Well, I want to stop smoking, but I can't. You can't in and of yourself. You need to let that word convert you. Let that word get a hold to you and start to sanctify you. That word will help you start being on time. That word will help you be productive in every aspect of your life. Let me take a quick poll. How many in here can testify the word has converted your life or transformed your life? And I'm not saying you perfect now, but by a show of hands, how many can say, yeah, the word done changed me for the better? But see, in some other areas in your life, if the truth be told, you ain't let that word in. You got to let that word in and let it do what it do. You need to, while you taking notes, write down your little list. I need to let the word transform my attitude, transform this, that, and the other. You ought to just take a second and just write down two things. And if you got somebody looking, just look at them and say, look, mind your business. Write your little list down. Because all of us got some areas we need to let the word transform our life. Because if you still on that dumb stuff, this just me. No, you just ain't letting that word do what it do. Got to let that word do what it do. Got to let that word just transform your personality. Transform how you think about yourself. You ain't ugly. Let that word show you how you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let that word just transform you. It don't matter if you skinny or thick. It don't matter if you are light skinned, red bone, or what I call a chocolate drop. We are all made in the image of God. Let that word transform you. Well, I'm a tall girl and not too many guys like tall girls. Look, there's some boys out there that like some tall women. Look, God made you tall. Now, you can improve what you got, but long as you stay in the will of God in your improvements, you good. Let that word transform you. Let that word transform you. So what did we learn about the word? The word is the truth. We should love the word, and the word does what? Converts the soul. Now, all this wonderful stuff about the word, and I got some more points, but we're just going to look at them three today. All this wonderful truth about the word, and you still have people, young and old, that allow the word to be snatched out of their heart. The sower or the preacher will give the person or people a word. But if we don't let that word, young folk, take root in our heart, one of our enemies is going to come and snatch that word. Going to come and take the word out of our heart. Look what Jesus said in Matthew 13, 19. I have it right here. Follow me. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not help me understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. That seed, that word that was taught or preached, if you and I don't understand it, grasp it, or do it, then the wicked one. Now notice he didn't say Satan, but the wicked one. You could be the wicked one. Someone you see could be the wicked one, or someone you cannot see can be the wicked one. Come and just take that word out of your heart. Now, she been in church for 10 plus years. Why she still depressed? Oh, now I understand. She allowed the wicked one to take that word out of her heart that she was taught. Why he running the street? He ain't no thug. Oh, he allowed the wicked one to take the word out of his heart. Why he acting like that? He was just taught last week, such and such and such and such. You know what happened? The wicked one came and snatched that word out of his heart. But he sat down and said, yes, sir, I understand, I got it. Well, why he ain't in church? Oh, he let the wicked one snatch the word out of his heart. Have you ever allowed the wicked one to snatch the word out of your heart? By a show of hands. Everybody in the sanctuary, ain't nobody in the sound room got their hand up. We need to get on their level. Oh, now I see a couple of y'all. Yeah, all of us, at one point or another, unfortunately, have allowed that word to slip. We done allowed that word to be snatched. But see, them days need to be over. We don't need to let that word be snatched. No more. If I come and snatch your phone, is it going to be a fight? I'm serious. If I put this mic down and come to your seat and you got that nice phone and I just take it without even asking, is it going to be a fight? Or you're just going to say, go ahead, Pastor. How many, just be honest, it's going to be a fight. Now, you may say, well, maybe Pastor want to use it for an example. No, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to go get some money. Yeah. You'd be like, that's cold-blooded. Now, if you knew I was going to do something else with it besides let you have it, you would have a problem with that. Same way you need to feel about that word. You don't need to let nobody take the word out of your heart, young folk. How many got some money in their pocket or their purse right now? By a show of hands. Come on, be honest. How many got some money right now? I ain't going to ask how much, but how many got some money right now? Now, y'all know Pierre is a boxer, right? If I send him your way, go get that money for me. I send Big Mullins over there. Go get that money. How many going to try to fight them off? A couple of y'all, some of y'all just going to be like him. You don't need to be like here. You need to fight. That's your money. Matter of fact, if you don't want that money, just come on, give it to me right now. If you ain't going to fight, just give it to me right now. Who drove to church this morning in your own vehicle? Let me see. No, raise your hand. Matter of fact, where are your keys at? Let me see your keys. Let's go and cut to the chase. Where are your keys at? No, come on, let me see your keys. Let me see. I need to see who closest. Vernica didn't even go for her keys. You see that? Let me see your keys. Bring me them keys. Bring me them. Sister Melissa, that nice Jag you get. Come on. Come here. You ain't going to let me have. Why? Y'all consider that to be valuable, right? And it is. The same way you look at your phone, your money, your vehicle as valuable, you got to have that same mindset when it comes to the, help me, to the word. You ain't going to let nobody take it. You ain't going to let nobody take it. I don't care if they cute. You can't have this word. I don't care what's going on. You can't have my word. Now, I'm being comical with my examples, but I hope we're getting it. We got to let that word take root. And some of us, you be in church all the time, but you are not letting that word take root the way you should. Look at me. Stay with me. James said it like this. The word needs to be engrafted. It has to become a part, young people, of how we think, how we talk, and how we act. That's when that word has taken root. When you think in that word, talk in that word, and doing that word. Oh, that word done took root. You heard the message last week, let God guide you. But then you get on the job and they say, everybody got to take this vaccine. Or you're getting fired. You don't nut up. You don't, oh God. When that word is rooted in you, you know what you do? I'm going to let God guide me. I hear what they saying on the job, but I'm going to let God guide me. Whether I do or whether I don't, I'm going to let God guide me. Why? I got the word rooted in me. You heard today during the offering what Minister George said and how the Lord had me come up and pull out how we need to have multiple streams of income, but understand that God does things in stages, right? But then you go home and get on YouTube and TikTok and you see a video. I'm going to show you how in the next 30 days you can make $85,000. All you need to do is watch my video and do this, this, this. My course is only $700. You just don't up and give these folk $700. You remember what you heard from the word. God does things in stages. God will guide you. Now, if he wants you to get it, he'll tell you. But if not, don't feel bad. You see this money right here? Did you not know you can go on eBay and buy fake money? You can go on eBay and buy fake money to use as a prop in a video promo. And when you see folk having stacks of money all up on their ear, in their hand, all this stuff on it, you don't even know if the money is real or not. I remember a few years ago, there was this guy who does YouTube named Cash Nasty. He did this video and he showed himself at the mailbox. Somebody sent me $30,000. And man, the video almost had 1 million views. People running to see how he get $30,000. He went through the whole video and came out at the end and said, y'all, this is fake money. Didn't nobody send me no $30,000. Young folk, we have to be moved by the word and not by what we see. Because see, what's going on in the world right now is that the enemy is moving folk by what they see, senses, what they feel. But the just, we live by faith or the word of God. It's to the point now, you can't even believe everything that come on the so-called news. You can't believe it. You got to understand the news, they are on, like we saw in the video, by corporations. And they're going to push whatever is going to make them some money. So, young folk, we need to have that word embedded in us. Not what's going on in the word, in the world, but we need to have the word embedded in us. In my clothes, how many are understanding by a show of hands? This is so important. Jesus finishes the parable by letting us know when the seed of the word falls on good ground or takes root in a person's life, you're going to see some traits. This is the first trait you see. They hear it. They hear the word. They hear the word. We need to hear the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. We need to hear the word. But then he says, with a noble and good heart. Y'all help me. We need to hear it with a noble and good heart. First of all, noble young folk, when we hear the word, it means genuine. One of the meanings, I need to hear the word and Just be real. Man, was that word just for me? What in the message do I need to apply? Just be real. If the word is going to help you with your self-esteem, just be real. If the word is going to help you with your attitude, just be real. If the word is going to help you with your relationship with God, just be noble or genuine. Just be real. And have a good heart. Good has to do with godliness or faith or being just. So once we hear it, young folk, we just don't acknowledge that was for me. We go do it. That's what a good-hearted person does. A just person hears the word and they put it into action. When you and I have a good and noble heart, we're genuine when we hear the word and then we go put it into action. We're just. I just got to stop and say, that's some good teaching. It is. That's some good teaching. That's a good explanation of the text. I hear it, and then I go do it. I be real with myself. I ain't been praying. But I done heard the message. Now I'm just, so I'm going to go start praying. I've been acting crazy outside of church, but I heard the word. Now I'm going to go adjust and stop acting crazy. A good and noble heart. But then he says they keep it. They keep it. Now, I used to think keep just had to do with being guarding or protecting, and it does. But when a person keeps the word, they think it, talk it, and walk it. You keep the word. You don't let nobody stop you, listen, from continuing in the word. Even if you battle in depression or low self-esteem on a daily basis, you still keep that word in action. Lord, I'm battling, but I'm going to keep praying. I'm battling, Lord, but I got the victory. Lord, I'm battling back and forth with myself, but I'm going to keep speaking your word over my life. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Why? You're talking that word. You're thinking that word. You understand that death and life is in the power of the tongue. You keep in that word. You just going to keep the word, as I like to say, in rotation. You're going to continue. See, if anyone continues in the word, they going to know the truth, and the truth going to make them free. Recently, I got stuck in my growth in one area of my life, and the Holy Ghost checked me. Baker, you done stopped doing this right here. You stopped keeping the word when it comes to doing this right here. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it was because that's my business. But he checked me and said, look, you got to get back to keeping the word right here in this area of your life. And I said, you're right. You are so right. And I got to doing what I stopped doing. And I found myself getting stronger now. I said, yeah, I'm keeping that word now. I'm starting to believe what the Bible says about this right here. I'm keeping the word. I had let that word get unrooted in me, but I had to let it get back rooted. And that's how we have to do, young people. You have to let the word take root in your life. Even when things aren't going the way you desire them to go, you still thinking, you still talking, and you still walking in the word. And when you're doing that, the Lord is saying, okay, that seed is taking root. And before you realize it, you're going to wake up one day just like a seed, and you're going to see fruit. You're going to see change. You're going to see, man, God is doing what he said he would do in my word. You know, the Bible talks about how when we put a seed in the ground, we don't know how it grows. All we know is when we water it, is growing. But see, when we put the word or the seed of the word in us and we think it, talk it, and do it, we don't understand everything that's going on, but it's working. It's working, young folk. And I'm telling you, your self-esteem is going to get better if you just let the word take root. Don't fight with yourself. I'm still big. I'm still dark-skinned. Look, you want to change being big? Go work out. Now, you can't change this dark skin thing. That's just how God made you. But get in the Bible and see that there were dark-skinned, beautiful folk. Get over there in the book of Song of Solomon, and you'll see a woman say, look, I am dark, but lovely. Get in the Word. Get in the Word. Get in the Word. Get your own self a nickname like I do. When I look at my dark-skinned wife, I look at that chocolate drop right there. Yeah. You got to find beauty in what God has made. Because listen, the Bible says when God made everything, he looked at it and said, it was good. It was good. So it's some good, even though you don't see it. You got to look at your yellow self. You're like, you know what? I am fine. Yeah, I'm yellow, but I got it going on. You know, it's only one me. You know, flick your hair and when you say, yeah, I'm fine. It don't matter if you got no hair, little hair, or bald hair. Flick it. Do something with it. You got to find the beauty in how God made you. Got to find the beauty. Walk in that word. Talk that word. Think that word. And if social media is messing up your perception, get off of it. Get off of it until you mature and you can handle it. Because you got to be able to say, man, she fine, but that ain't the only way fine look. Fine looks a lot of ways. Can I be personal this morning? I mean, I like to look at birds. I do. I just like birds. Y'all know I'm getting older now. Be looking at birds, but you look at a bird, you got cardinals. You got the red cardinal. Then you got cardinals that are not red, and they other color. You be like, God, you so creative. You just make things so many different ways. And the same thing with people. We're just different. We're just different. But no matter where you are, let that word take root. Think it, talk it, and walk it. Let that word take root. And when it does, you're going to bear some fruit. I'm going to stop right there. Let's get a Lord a hand clap.